It's good to be here tonight. I wish all of you were here so we could see each other. I do miss seeing everyone, but I trust that you're at least able to hear and understand and still learn from God's Word as we've been able to meet this different venue here over the last few weeks. We're going to share a brief message from 2 Peter chapter 3 tonight. 2 Peter chapter 3. I've always enjoyed reading through this chapter, and it kind of keeps our mindset and vision on what's going to happen in the future. And I wanted to read just a few verses here, beginning in verse number 10, where Peter begins to talk about the day of the Lord. So 2 Peter chapter 3, we'll read in verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Now, we're going to read some of these other verses here in a minute, but I always like looking at that verse 10. The Lord is a reminder that He's going to return. And I know many times we see different events that happen in our world, or many times it's not even on our minds or on our brain waves anywhere about what the Lord is going to be doing or returning. We tend to go each day, as we've talked about this before, we just kind of do our routines. We wake up, we do all the things we're supposed to do. We get home, we do the next thing the next day. And it's rare that sometimes our minds get distracted from what the Lord actually is doing as far as when He's going to return. Our minds are supposed to be always focused on that and thinking of when He's going to come back. The day of the Lord is going to be here soon. We are living in, I believe, some end time or near the end time here, in the last days, as the Bible calls it, whatever terminology you want to put there. But we don't know when the Lord's going to come, but it could be any moment. It could be any day. And I think at least one thing out of this whole COVID-19 situation is we've had to kind of push the pause button a little bit on the things we do every day, the normal routines of life, and it's at least caused us maybe to stop and think about the Lord. Could this be the time the Lord returns? It may be another 100 years. It may be another 1,000 years. It may be tomorrow. It may be tonight. We don't know. But are we prepared? Are we looking and thinking about that? And sometimes the Lord has a way of stopping us in our tracks a little bit and getting us back to focusing on what really is important, what really matters spiritually in our lives. I know I've been thinking about that over the past few weeks in my own life as well. But verse 10 says, the day of the Lord is going to come. A thief in the night, it's unexpected. You don't know when it's going to be, but you're to be watching and waiting. But then he says, of course, the heavens will pass away with a noise, elements melt with fervent heat. I always like to take my students in science to this verse. We talk sometimes about what they call today climate change. I like to call it global warming. And they don't like that anymore because it's not true. So they like to change the title to something more accepting. They call it climate change. And so that way, you know, well, it's not just, you know, getting hotter or colder. It's just everything involved that man's doing that's evil to the environment is what they would say. But I always tell the students that I believe in global warming. I know that some of them kind of look at me a little crazy, but it is. It's right here in the Bible. The Lord's going to melt stuff. He's going to burn things up. Things are going to get hot, but it's going to be under His conditions. And it's in His time, and I believe the Lord's going to preserve this earth until we get to that point, because He's given us this earth to live in and to take care of. But there is coming a day where He's going to judge. He's going to take us, of course, and the rapture, we look forward to that. He's going to bring an end to all things, then He's going to bring a purification. So the end is coming, the day of the Lord is approaching, but notice what our mindset should be. And I wanted to look at verses 11, verses 12 and 13, and then verse 14. There's three things I want us to see quickly in these verses tonight about a mindset of the day of the Lord should cause us to change a few things in our mindset, in our life, in our approach before the Lord. As we consider the day of the Lord, first of all, it should change our behavior. It's in verse 11. It should change our behavior. Seeing that all these things are going to be dissolved, that what we're used to seeing here on earth and all the things that we are used to every day going through and then the earth around us and all the elements and the things that God's given us to enjoy, those are going to be dissolved. They're going to be removed one day in the future. So what manner of persons ought we to be in holy conversation and godliness? First, we ought to have a change in our behavior as we think about that coming day of our Lord. Should change our behavior. Now notice what specifically that behavior should revolve around or encompass. It should be, first of all, holiness, and second of all, godliness. Holiness and godliness. All holy conversation or manner of life. Now when you think of that word holy, think of the word separated. We talk about that quite a bit. We should have a separated life from those things in the world that are distracting us from Christ, those things in the world that could take us down a path of being an ineffective servant for the Lord, perhaps, or entering sin or things into our life that we ought not to be a part of, those things that could beset us, as Hebrews says. Are we separating from those things in light of the day of the Lord? Is our conversation separated unto the Lord? So is it a separated and holy, and is it also godly? When I think of that word godly, I think about being conformed to Christ. Is my lifestyle and what I do and the things I choose to do and how I live, is it in line with what Christ would do? Now, I know we can't be in some sphere of sinless perfection and be exactly 100% like Christ. We're sinful. We have a sin nature, a human nature. We're redeemed through the Lord, but we still fall and falter and mistakes and sins and things. But the point is, are we striving to be conformed to Christ? You know, it's one thing to have a situation in your life where there's a sin that comes up in your life. There's one thing for that to happen and for you to run to Christ with it. As we read in 1 John, just the next book over, that we go to Christ and He is our propitiation for that sin. And we grow from that and we learn that we've dishonored the Lord. We repent of those things. The Lord forgives us. We grow in our lives. That's one step closer to being conformed to Christ. And then another step closer, and every day being more conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ in the manner of godliness that Peter is discussing here. And that all happens through, of course, Christ, through the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, are we sensitive to hearing the voice of the Spirit? Yes, the day of the Lord's coming. Are there things the Lord is convicting us about? Are there things that maybe in our life need to be changed? And God wants us to be conformed every step to His Son. And we've got to be sensitive in listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in that regard. Well, not just changing our behavior in holiness and godliness, but secondly, in light of the day of the Lord, it should cause a change in our vision. What are the things that we're looking at? Again, I know we hear a lot of things about this pandemic, and there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of people that are panicking, and you know, we need to take great care. Obviously, we don't want this thing to spread and end up killing a lot of people. But are we looking at the things right here around us, or are we looking at the Lord? Are we looking at the things that He has, His second coming, that anticipatory mindset that He's going to return, and I need to be vigilant about His business? Notice in verse number 12, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Are we gladly anticipating the time when our Lord is going to return? The time when He is going to make all things correct and judge all things rightly on this earth. Again, he repeats, the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, He's told us in His Word many times, He's going to return, He's going to end all things. Do we look for that new heaven, that new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness? And we know what dwells on this earth, sinfulness. Our culture continues to go steps farther down into depravity, but maybe perhaps that through this events of the last few weeks and months and maybe into the future, that the Lord will work in the hearts of our American people here in this country. Perhaps there'll be a turning to the Lord. Maybe there'll be a revival of prayer. Maybe there'll be more going to the Lord. I was blessed to discuss, had a video chat with Brother Peter Pignol on Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday. And it was just a really blessed time. And he was telling me that this situation, they've been quarantined. They can't leave their house in Spain for about 3 weeks. And he said, we've been doing Zoom prayer meetings. We have a daily Zoom prayer meeting with all of our church family because they're sitting at home. They can't do anything. He said there's been a fervency for prayer like he's never seen before in that area. And of course, this is a very strong and staunch Catholic area, very hard people to reach. But there's been people joining together in homes, in small groups to pray. They've been joining him in online to pray. He said they even did the Lord's Supper and had the fathers lead their families in the Lord's Supper right there through Zoom. And he was telling me what a blessing it was to see a renewed fervency for the things of the Lord. That began to make me think, of course, about what about our hearts and lives? Are we turning more to the Lord now through this situation in our country? Where are we looking? Are we going to continue to look here and focus more on the things that we normally do every day? Or are we turning our attention, as verse 12 and 13, looking for and hasting to that coming day of our Lord, where He is going to end all things and we can return with Him? And He brings in that reign of righteousness. A couple of verses here, just One in particular, back over in the book of Hebrews, I'll read this verse in chapter 9. We know these two verses at the end of chapter 9 very well. Verses 27 and 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him, are you looking for Him, as we just read in Peter, looking for and hasting to, those that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are we longing for that time where our Lord is going to return? Are we looking with anticipation in our minds as we think of what's happening around us and things get volatile and we don't know what's going to go on in our land and our world? We don't know what could happen next month or 6 months from now or even this week. But are we looking and anticipating that coming of our Lord? We could look at many, many other passages in 1 Thessalonians and other verses. I think of Colossians chapter 3 that says, to set your affection where? On things above and not on things here on the earth. It may be that sometimes the Lord has to bring in something into our lives, as I think perhaps this coronavirus situation is the Lord stopping things, perhaps. I don't know if you may agree or disagree or have all kinds of views about why this is happening and what's going on, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in our country going forward. But one thing you can say, the Lord has brought this, we don't know why, but are we going to take this as an opportunity to stop and investigate our lives? Are we going to stop and say, Lord, am I going to have a new behavior that's holy, that's godly? Lord, am I going to have a vision that's now fixed above instead of maybe before I was kind of focused on the mundane things of life, doing what I needed to do? And sometimes the Lord sends the little wake-up call for our vision to be renewed to His second coming. And then lastly, not just a changed behavior and a changed vision, but back in 2 Peter chapter 3, there is a changed focus. A changed focus. Now, focus is, what do you put your energy in? What do you pour your life into? And we see that in verse number 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, so our behavior's changed, our vision, now we're looking for these things. Be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Now, the vision was to be future, that we just talked about, a future vision looking forward to Christ returning. But in the present tense, that vision should cause us to focus. To focus on our Lord, to focus on, as Peter says, being in peace, being without spot, being blameless. That word diligent is a very well-used word in the New Testament. Peter uses it several times as well in his epistles. It means we quickly give ourselves over to something. Are we willing to dedicate, as I said, that's what focus is, where we're going to take our energy and what we do, and we're going to pour it into something. Well, if we've got our minds looking to that day of the Lord, it's affected our behavior to holiness. It's affected our vision to the future that everything is in Christ and for Christ. But now it's going to cause me to focus and pour my effort and energy into the things of the Lord. Into peace, without spot, and blameless. You know, when you give yourself to the Lord and you focus on doing what the Lord has asked you to do, what you're called to do, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of if it was a war, if it was a civil war in our country, if enemies were attacking us, or it was just terrible things happen, whatever it might be that comes our way in our lives, if we are diligently poured into the Lord, guess what we can have? Peace, comfort. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live worrying and wringing our hands and wondering what's going to happen and full of anxiety. Yes, there's things that can cause a lot of great worry. I was reading about some of the small businesses in this country that there was one case, I believe, in Nevada. A man laid his entire business off and went home and committed suicide. Great anxiety about what the economy is going to do. And this is happening all over our country, as even our president suggested that a couple weeks ago. It could happen. And people don't know where to turn, and they're full of worry, and they end up with suicide or other situations. As a Christian, we can still have peace, and it may look as bleak as possible, but we can still have peace in our Lord Jesus Christ because we're diligently focused on Him, and trusting Him to bring us through these situations. Without spot, and blameless. In our world, there's a lot of chaos. There's not much peace. And they build anxiety. They build this concern. They hype things up to scare sometimes. Where's our peace at? It should be in our Lord. Let's focus on what God's called us to do. Let's focus on our privilege to serve the Lord each day. No matter what our occupation is, no matter what our jobs are, wherever the Lord has put us, we have a calling. We have service that we can do for Him. And it brings us peace. And even as things may fall apart around you, we have a changed behavior, a changed vision, and a changed focus that results in peace as the day of the Lord is approaching ever so closely. May the Lord help us in the midst of these crises or different things that may come across in our country or in our own personal lives to continue to look to Him, to have our vision and focus on our Lord. And Father, I thank You for Your Word. It's encouragement to us. Lord, we don't know what's going to happen here in our country. We are seeing things going on, and we see the distress of many people, many that don't know how to handle some of these situations. We're sorry for this, Lord. Our hearts go out to the many that are affected. Some of these people, Lord, their livelihoods are forever changed. They may never recover from some of these things, Lord, going on in our country. We're very sorry about that. It's saddening. Lord, I pray that in those situations, that somehow people will find the gospel. They will find the Lord Jesus Christ. They will know that peace. And Lord, may we as Christians, when we see people that are in need, when we see people that don't know where to turn or maybe in somewhat of a panic or a fear, may we point them to Christ. Lord, that's the only solution to help them through these situations and to know the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, as Your Word says. Our world doesn't understand that. May we, Lord, have a behavior that is holy and godly. May we have a vision that is future to the return of our Lord. And may we have a present focus on the things You've called us to do that will bring us peace of God. We pray these things now in Christ's name. Amen.